Amen. We're excited about what God is doing and what he's stirring within us and what he's stirring within this church. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It is amazing to see a brand new person at church today. We have baby Crystal here today. Baby Crystal is 2 weeks old. I'm talking about brand new. Isn't that awesome? She is precious. And Tisha, we're so glad that you're here as well with your little one. Praise God. This morning, I want to start out by reading scripture from Psalm 103. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be grateful for. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. Has he forgiven your sins today? And heals all my diseases. Aren't you thankful that he heals us today? He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. Aren't you glad that God has filled you with good things? My youth is renewed like the eagles. Someone say, praise the Lord. Come on, let's just take a moment and praise the Lord. Lift your hands up and praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. You forgive us of our sins. You heal us. You set us free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I'm going to continue to talk about being grateful. In fact, the title of my message is, Where Are the Other Nine? Where are the other nine? Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, Praise God. Someone say, Praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. Where are the other nine? Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for the word of God that we can glean from, learn from, and be challenged from. Today, I am challenged to be like the one, not like the nine who just kept going. But Lord, let me stop and take time to give you praise. Let me stop and take time to thank you for what you have done. Let me stop and learn how to exalt you. Even when I want to be doing something else. Lord, I pray you'll bless this word today in Jesus' name. Everybody said, Amen. Amen. Have you ever done something for somebody that was nice and it went unnoticed? Or maybe it was taken for granted. It doesn't feel real good. You see, Jesus, he takes notice of our thanks. And he takes notice when we don't thank him. It's obvious in this scripture here. Jesus loves it when we give him thanks and praise. Aren't you glad, though, that Jesus can get beyond the pettiness like we do? Sometimes we get all bent out of shape for months because someone didn't say thank you over something we did. I'm thankful that Jesus, he still loves us anyways. But he takes notice. I want you to know that he made a situation out of this. Today I want us to learn some lessons from this Samaritan leper who gave thanks. Number one, he called out to Jesus. He, along with the 10 others or the 9 others, all 10 of them, they called out to Jesus. Let's take a look at it. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They cried out. They were desperate. They knew where to turn when they had an hour of need. These lepers recognized that Jesus had the power to save and heal them. How many times in the Bible do we see somebody coming to Jesus with a need? The woman with the issue of blood, Jairus for his daughter, Mary and Martha for Lazarus. On and on through the Bible, we see people going to Jesus all the time for their needs. How many times have you and I called out to Jesus in desperation? I encourage you to do so even right now. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, set me free. Jesus, touch my family. Jesus, I need a miracle. Jesus, bring peace to my home. Amen. Call out to Jesus. That's point number one. Point number two, he obeyed Jesus. Jesus then gave a command. He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." You see, back in those days, the only ones that could bring a leper back into regular society was the priest. They had to go and show themselves as cleansed before the priest could let them go back to their families. If you read in the Old Testament, there's wonderful, interesting chapters about leprosy. How many love reading those? Let me see your hands. Thank you. All right, we got some hands. Now, it is interesting. He talks about the white skin and the flaky skin and the hair and all of these things. But it was very important. The Bible is fascinating. How important that God gave them instructions on how to be healthy. The lepers had to be removed, or else they would begin to catch and be contagious to others. Well, it was a sad situation. You see, Jesus didn't heal them with a touch or a word. He gave them a command to go. The Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, I want you to catch that. As they turned and began to walk to the priests, then they were healed. Sometimes the Lord gives us an if-then statement. If you will obey, then I will answer. He does this over and over in the Bible. Naaman, another leper in the Old Testament, was healed through obedience. Go and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. He says, "The Jordan River, I don't want to do that. That is a dirty river. If you march around the walls of Jericho, the walls will fall." To the blind man, Jesus put mud on his eyes and said, "Go wash off in the pool of Bethesda." I believe that each one of us, God deals with differently. Sometimes you might get healed here at an altar. A touch, a prayer, boom, healed. You might get healed in your bedroom just crying out to Jesus. You might get touched by the Lord driving in your car. Or the Lord may give you a command. Go to your friend, your spouse, ask for forgiveness, then you will be healed. I'm going to challenge you today. Obedience may be part of your blessing that you need. Maybe you need to walk up to the altar at the end of the service. Oh, Pastor Perry, that's scary. Yes, it is. Sometimes it is scary to get out of the comfort zone, but sometimes we've got to obey before God will bless us. Obedience is part of serving the Lord. We have to obey Him. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, obey my commandments. I learned that in junior Bible quiz in the King James Version, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so sometimes I have to go back to where I'm reading from to see how it sounds. If you love me, obey my commandments. Christians in today, 2022, we still need to obey Jesus. Jesus still wants Christians to be righteous. Jesus still wants us to live set apart for Him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as they went, they were healed. So that's where we see the first point and the second point. All 10 of them did that. They cried out to Jesus, and as they went, they obeyed, then they were healed. But here is where, on point number 3, where this Samaritan differed from everybody else. Third point, he took notice of what Jesus had done. As they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed. I want us to stop right there. Sometimes we need to recognize that our need was met. We need to recognize that something good happened. We need to recognize that we just experienced a miracle. We need to recognize when someone does something nice for us. Recognize it. Take notice that there's something different. Sometimes we're in such a hurry that we don't stop long enough to take notice. Yeah. Being truly grateful in all areas of our life. There have been times, and I'm guilty of this, that I've allowed the enormity of the problems around me to consume me, that I fail to see the goodness of God surrounding me. I'm going to say that again. There have been times that I've allowed the enormity of the problems around me to consume me, that I fail to see the goodness of God surrounding me. Take notice of the nice things your spouse does for you, your friends, your family, your coworkers. That card, those flowers. Maybe we need to give some more flowers to our spouse. Can the spouses say amen? Maybe we need to do more nicer things. You know, I believe that taking notice really helps us to be grateful. The fourth point. He returned and thanked Jesus. He came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. Someone say, praise God. He came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. Shout, praise God. I said, shout, praise God. Hallelujah. I remember I was going through a valley one time, and I went over to the church to pray where I was at, and I just turned on some worship music. I was walking around that sanctuary, and I just felt down. Anybody ever feel down when you're praying and you're just kind of just feeling down? And I want to tell you something. I felt the Lord kind of prompt me. Now, this is going to sound weird. That's okay. The Lord prompted me to dance before the Lord. Now, it was just me all by myself in the sanctuary. And I am not coordinated. Thank you. Thank you. But man, I tell you what, I just began to, thank you, Lord. I just began to wave my hands and I just began to praise the Lord. And I'm sure it looked awkward. I'm glad no one was around. I'm glad there was no cameras. But I just began to say, God, I praise you. And I don't know, something happened as I began to praise him, as I began to just give him thanks out of my sadness and out of my misery. God began to show up in that place because I was trying to be obedient to the Lord. And so he returned and thanked Jesus. Do you think it looked something like this? Oh, I'm healed. Praise God. Oh, wow. This is wonderful. Do you think it was like that? The Bible says he came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. I mean, he started looking at his skin and where there was skin falling off, where his fingers were deformed, and who knows all the things he had. He noticed something was going on, and he said, whoa, wow, wow, praise God. And he came back running and jumping and shouting, praise God, thank you. Says he kneeled down at Jesus' feet. Whew. Thanking Jesus. He came back shouting. He was excited. He was set free. He had been in bondage, separated from his family, a castaway out of society, physical pain and suffering. This was no small thing that he was delivered from. Amen. He returned and thanked Jesus. The fifth point, he broke the barrier to thank Jesus. He broke the barrier. You see, this man was a Samaritan, a foreigner. Jews weren't supposed to talk with Samaritans, and Samaritans weren't supposed to talk with Jews. But he didn't care about any of that. He broke through the barrier to come and thank Jesus. The Samaritans were looked at by the Jews as an outcast people, a lesser than people. But this man did not care about any of that. This man was a Samaritan, and Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? This Samaritan broke through the barrier of no matter what the disciples thought, no matter what the other lepers thought. I mean, he left his own people and came to Jesus. I wish that today we would break through the barriers in our life. And no matter what people think, no matter what people wish for or they're wanting us to be like, if we need to get to Jesus, may we break through that thinking. Amen? And Jesus stopped and noted where are the other 9? I wonder if today, which one of that group are we? Are we the 9 or the 1? Thanksgiving is coming up this week, and you're about ready to heap that plate up, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, which I can't stand, green bean casserole, one of my favorites, turkey, mashed potatoes. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Amen. Amen. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin. How many are excited about Thanksgiving? And we're going to dig in. I want to tell you, though, before you dig in, stop and thank God for all your blessings. Stop and be like the one. I know so many times we can get caught up in all the things going wrong with us. We get caught up in all the problems that are surrounding us. I want you to be the one and stop. Look at the roof over your head, the food on your table. Look at your family all around you and say, God, you've been so good to me. If you were to weigh the goodness of God, the goodness of God versus the problems, God's goodness would be so much more. Amen? Amen. God's goodness would weigh so much more than your problems. You see, God looks at our problems, and even though they're big to us, to Him, it is nothing. To Him, He can calm the wind and the waves with a word. It is nothing. So today, if you are here, I'm going to challenge us to conclude this service before Thanksgiving, to be like the one. Yes, it might be a little inconvenient to leave the group and come back to Jesus. It might be a little inconvenient sometimes to go out of your way to say thank you or to praise Him or to lift your hands. But Jesus is worth going out of our way for. Amen. Jesus is worth breaking barriers for. Let's praise Him for His goodness. Let's take notice of His goodness. Can you stand with me today? Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what's facing you, no matter what the future holds, I want you right now to begin to think of the goodness of God. And I'm going to ask if you just lift your hands and begin to call out to Jesus and tell Him thank you. Praise God, thank you. The first point of this message was they called out to Jesus. If you're here today and you need to call out to Jesus, if you need to call out to Jesus, or if you need to break through the barriers and you need to step out, I'm going to invite you right now to come to these altars. You may leave a group of lepers behind, so to speak, with the problems that you have, and you may say, Jesus, I'm not healed yet, but I'm going to thank you for it. I'm going to thank you for it in advance. The problem may not be solved, but I'm going to thank you for it in advance. If you're facing something, just like I said, with the enormity of the problems, but yet today you're going to step out in faith, I'm going to challenge you right now to come around these altars and begin to praise Him and thank Him and to say, God, I love you no matter what. I praise you no matter what. I praise you. I praise you. While the worship team begins to sing and to praise, let's just spend a few moments thanking and praising Him.